Welcome to It's All Recruiting, the show that looks at everything through the lens of recruiting. I'm your host, Jim Stroud.
Let me begin this podcast by saying that I am a big fan of LinkedIn. I've watched its evolution with keen interest, submitted several suggestions via blog posts directly to employees, and in a previous life, I interviewed there. So, if anyone thinks this post has malicious intent, please, please, please think otherwise. Now, I say all this in this podcast because of three reasons. First, someone asked me, I think it was Irina Shamaeva. Yeah, I think it was. Hey, Irina, if you're listening. Someone, most likely Irina, I believe it was, asked me if there was an existing competitor that could topple LinkedIn's dominance with recruiters, and if not, was it likely that a new player would rise up and make things interesting? And I paraphrase all of that for dramatic effect. Second reason I'm doing this podcast is I've heard on several occasions from a variety of sources a series of complaints surrounding LinkedIn's pricing models, to which I say, hey, when you're in high demand, charge whatever you like. but also hear a lot about the pernicious, never-ending spam that seems to flow from the domain, not per se LinkedIn itself, but a lot of its users. And I hear a lot about the so-called death of LinkedIn. And then I read an article recently on TechCrunch called LinkedIn Problems Run Deeper Than Valuation, which summed up a lot of what's wrong, what is wrong with LinkedIn. And to be fair to the article, a few things that LinkedIn got right. But I digress. Facebook could easily, I think, take LinkedIn's position in the hearts and minds of recruiters and candidates everywhere and in a relatively short period of time, about a year, give or take. I believe that they would want to for one simple reason: world dominance. As the number one social network, they have ownership, so to speak, of our personal lives. If they can duplicate their success with our professional lives, OMG! Wow. All that being said, should Facebook own our personal and professional online lives, a significant portion of their audience will leave due to privacy concerns, I'm sure. However, I don't believe it would be so large an exodus that Facebook will lose its superiority over all the other social networks out there in general. Okay, I've babbled long enough. Here is my pitch on how I think Facebook could destroy LinkedIn in a year, give or take. Right after this word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland.
I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
Okay, here's my pitch on how Facebook could destroy LinkedIn in a year, give or take. I got a bunch of notes here on napkins that you cannot see. So if I sound a little distracted, it's only because I'm trying to read through my scribble here. Okay, first, I think Facebook should tell their users that they are launching a professional network. And they should advise their users that they will be exporting key data from their About page and giving it over to a separate entity. Said data being exported from Facebook would be work and education information, places you've lived, and details about you. If you look on your Facebook profile on the About section, that's what I'm talking about. They should export the work and education, places you live, and details about you. Most importantly, they should give their users the option to opt out of this program, with the caveat being that they could join later if they want to. Now, why move the data off of Facebook? Well, more often than not, the idea of recruiters sourcing from Facebook makes most people nervous about what might be found, something LinkedIn should be very grateful for. And you know what? I think I feel a rant coming on. Facebook, when you create this competing professional network, add powered by Facebook somewhere in the fine print. However, the news site when you do create this new professional social network, the news site should not look or feel anything like Facebook. Why? Well, you don't want your users on some subconscious level to feel skittish about using your site. Yet, you do want to be transparent about where you're getting your data from. Does that make sense? Okay. Napkin number two. Make the user data private to recruiters searching your professional network. And should they want to contact someone on your professional network, they would have to make a formal request for the contact information. The action would endear the professional network to the candidates using the service. And in this regard, I have a few additional suggestions here. One, give tips and examples to your users on how they can protect their anonymity on their profiles, because more often than not, people will simply cut and paste their resume into the system, and thus making it easy for clever sourcers to quite possibly figure out who they are. Give users the option to make their data public on your professional network as well. Give users the option to block people from certain companies from finding their information in a search. And maybe towards that end, recruiters should log in to the professional network with a corporate email address and not with a personal one like a Gmail account or a Yahoo account, something like that. Give users the ability to turn on and off their profiles on the professional network. So in this way, recruiters would not be able to find their profile in a search. But when a candidate wants to be found and they want their profile to be public, then they can just, you know, turn it on and they can be found in a search that way. But if they don't want to be found, they can turn their profile off, you know, and sort of go from there. Yeah? Okay. Where's my other napkin? Okay, napkin number three. Napkin number three, so professional. Napkin number three says, this is where Facebook's professional network could quite possibly capture the hearts of recruiters everywhere, in that they make their professional network free to search and free to contact candidates that made their profiles public. Although the candidate can refuse contact from the recruiter at his or her discretion. So let's say that a recruiter can send one message for free to a candidate via some sort of chat window, maybe some sort of email form or something. And in that chat window could be a short job description or a limited amount of text, say 200 characters, give or take. Now, should the candidate want to hear more, they could say, yeah, I want to hear more. So let me release my contact information to the recruiter. Then the recruiter says, okay, great, the candidate wants to hear more of what I have to say, but now I have to pay, I being a recruiter, have to pay to access the candidate that way. So in doing it this way, recruiters only pay to connect with passive candidates who have a genuine interest in moving forward. And keep in mind that they would not have to pay for those candidates that have elected to make their work histories public. So, and alternately, the candidate can also block people from ever approaching them again on the professional network. So let's say the candidate, for example, worked at Company X and they never, ever, ever want to go back to Company X for any reason, so they could block anyone who works at Company X from finding them ever or contacting them ever. Make sense? Yeah. Okay. Napkin number four. Napkin number four is my napkin number four. Now, here. Napkin number four. Give the users the ability to post their dream job and salary expectations. Maybe allow them to tag their profiles with keywords in order to make themselves more findable. Is findable a word? I think that's a word. I have to use that next time I play Word with Friends. So as I write this or podcast this, write this on my napkin. So as I write this on my napkin or podcast this with you, I can easily imagine a certain entrepreneur saying to themselves, self, forget about Facebook. Jim Stroud just gave me the secret formula I need to compete with LinkedIn. To which I would reply, possibly, maybe, but probably not. According to Facebook, you know, they have more than 1 billion people that are active on Facebook. So the sheer size and reach of its users means a careful implementation of the strategy could reap long-term benefits for Facebook. Let us consider a few. Okay? According to Facebook, Facebook has about Facebook has 1 billion active users on its service. So in order to take over LinkedIn or make a sizable dent into their business in a year, you're going to need that kind of volume of users, of active users on your site pretty quickly. So someone else doing this would have to work their way up to get to the size of Facebook and make that kind of dent. So when I say possibly, maybe, but probably not, unless someone has close to a billion users that are active and that were open to this experiment, then chances are someone else might not be able to pull this off with the finesse that Facebook could, if Facebook executed this right. Yeah, make sense? Okay. Now, if you are from Facebook and you're listening, and I know who you are, then here are some reasons why Facebook may want to move forward. Millennials job hop a lot. So the ability to search for work anonymously and retain complete control of their information would be very appealing to them. And for that matter, executives open to new adventures would find this intriguing as well. I mean, a lot of people, for that matter, would like the ability to job search anonymously. So that's a big benefit right there. Something else, a lot of the top talent that is tired of recruiters spamming them, I'm sure they would like the idea of hitting a button and making themselves virtually invisible to recruiters as well, provided that they take measures to cloak their identities elsewhere. This could be a great PR move for Facebook too, I think, especially when you hear these rumors of recession around the horizon. I know it's an election year and they're not really promoting that so much, but if you do the research, you'll see there are a lot of whispers about recession on the horizon. And so if Facebook did something like this and position their users to protect them against a potential recession that's coming, I imagine that will endear them in the hearts of various candidates as well. And then finally, companies covet passive talent. And so this kind of approach to a professional network with so many people all at once makes it easier to find and makes it easier to contact people who are anonymously job searching, so to speak. That may be a stretch a bit, but I don't really think so. So the ability for a company to reach out to a ton of people and connect with them and send messages to them and respond to those who are genuinely interested in taking the conversation further, that's a very, very attractive carrot to a lot of companies. So there you go. That's overall my strategy and all of my jumbled words of explaining it. I'm curious, what do you think of this? Did I just sort of ramble on for 10 minutes for nothing, or did you find something of value here? I'm really curious. I would love to hear your feedback, whether you're from Facebook, whether you're from LinkedIn, whether you're just a recruiter in general or job seeker. I don't care who you are. Please tweet back to me. My Twitter is Jim Stroud, at Jim Stroud. Of course, you can reach me on LinkedIn as well, and you can also find me on Facebook. What are the odds of that? Okay? So that's it for now. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it so much. Until next time, this is Jim Stroud saying bye-bye and happy hunting.